You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of frontline healthcare workers in Greece have taken to the streets of the capital, Athens, protesting the suspension of nearly 6,000 of their unvaccinated colleagues. The government had given the workers till September to get a COVID-19 shot or face losing their jobs. This unvaccinated midwife is disgusted by the government's decision, which comes as understaffed hospitals are dealing with a high number of infections.
There are so many of us who haven't had a day off in 3 to 4 months. We have worked so hard during the pandemic, and this is what we get.
Norway's opened up vaccinations to 12 to 15-year-olds as COVID-19 infections reach record highs there. The government's postponed the full lifting of its health restrictions as the highly contagious Delta variant takes hold. Prime Minister Erna Solberg says there's been a notable rise in infections in young people since the start of the school year last month.
Last week, the infection was driven the most by the 13 to 19 age group. Further opening now brings the risk of more contagion. We won't take that risk when there's only a short way to go to give every adult the opportunity to protect themselves with vaccines.
12 million French children have returned to school with face masks mandatory indoors for those aged 6 and over. Visiting a primary school in the southern city of Marseille on the first day back, President Emmanuel Macron has called on pupils to respect health protocols.
In the face of the virus that's spreading, let me remind you of social distancing, and we need to remain careful. There's also vaccination, and today 3 out of 5 teenagers have been vaccinated.
The British government hopes mass testing of students in schools in England will help control infections. Measures to limit the spread of COVID-19, such as masks and social distancing, have been lifted there. Education Secretary Gavin Williamson has defended the move.
We are having to strike a sensible balance to making sure that children get the very best education.
But we are expecting COVID cases to rise. But, we must be.
But this is why, you know, we're doing the mass testing in schools, because we want to identify those cases. And as I say, you're going to see 9 million plus tests carried out over the next few weeks.
The King and Queen of Belgium have cancelled their attendance at all public events after a family member tested positive. Public broadcaster VTR is reporting that one of the monarch's 2 teenage children has the virus. The King and Queen have both tested negative. Cyprus is among the latest countries to announce it's to start administering 3rd doses of COVID-19 vaccines. 3rd shots will be available to people in care homes, those aged over 65, and those with compromised immune systems. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says it's likely Americans who've had 2 doses of an mRNA vaccine, such as Pfizer or Moderna, will need a 3rd dose to be considered fully immunized.
There's no doubt from the dramatic data from the Israeli study that the boosts that are being now done there and contemplated here support very strongly the rationale for such an approach.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.